Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's BudPod 146.
146. Gun store tricks.
Gun store tricks. Yeah, that's like something from a cowboy film.
I go to a gun shop and I just grab the revolvers and I just start spinning them and juggling them. And I do gun store tricks.
Do you think they give me a gun shops? Yes, well, they should. Do you think in gun shops it's like musical instruments where they have signs saying, please don't play the musical instruments?
In yeah.
Gun shops, they're like, please don't shoot a hole through someone's hat to humiliate them.
Please don't do tricks.
Please don't shoot through the center of the Ace of Spades after throwing it into the air.
I just put up a lovely magnetic strip to stick my knives to in my kitchen.
Oh.
Do you think Americans have the same for guns?
or a little magnetic strip or like a tool shed where like you paint around the outline of the gun so you remember where it goes.
Yeah. I think they literally do have that, don't they? The outlines. If video games are anything to go by. If Hitman's headquarters bits are anything to go by, then yeah.
It would be funny to play a game like Hitman from the point of view of one of those people who has that many guns, because then when you play Hitman, instead of being like, wow, look at Hitman's like gun lair, you'd be looking at it like a fellow, like a colleague, you know, like a fellow owner.
Yeah, it would be as normal as us seeing a sort of a full fridge depicted in a video game.
Yeah, he's looking at the wall and he's like, well, let's see what Agent 47's setup is. Oh, that's interesting. He's got the shotgun by the door. That's
He's got his AK going from butt to barrel upwards instead of pointing down. Interesting. I wonder if that's...
Yeah, mad. I feel like the concept of a hitman is something that... in terms of in real life, if you ever hear about a hitman, it's always either an agent of a government, right?
Yeah.
Like Novichok and whatever, or
yeah, I mean it's pretty much always Russia.
It's yeah, any sort of Russian like government assassination thing. So it's like an agent of a government, right? And they go, oh, he was a hitman, and you go, oh. Or it's like ooh. Or it's like a hillbilly who's paid another hillbilly a grand to try and run their wife over outside the bingo hall.
Right, yeah.
Somewhere in, like, the southern US. And then that guy's going to jail as, like, a hitman, a gun for hire. And you go, what? There's no middle ground here. There's no Agent 47 in the real world, it seems.
No. I mean, sort of, assassination and espionage in the real world is far less glamorous than its movie or video game counterparts. They're all... Like, they're always, like, a bit overweight and baldy.
Yes.
Spies look like some, you know, spies look like the kind of, usually look like the guys who would be palmed off by women at bars for being creepy, you know.
Yeah, well, certainly the hitmen do. They always seem to look, well, it's like people in the Italian mafia, isn't it? They're always, like, quite fat uncles.
Yes, exactly. Big, fat, scary uncles.
They're a big, fat, scary uncle, and they always have, like, enormous hands. Like, stubby, huge fingers. Huge hands.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've noticed. They do have thick fingers.
Hands for punching. Hands for violence.
Only the triads and the Yakuza have delicate hands.
I think.
As far as crime, as far as organized crime syndicates go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They tend to be portrayed, and if you see them, they're either... To be fair, if you ever see a Yakuza, it's like a guy who looks like he's wearing a kind of rainbow jumpsuit. He's so tattooed.
Yes.
Like an old guy wearing a kind of spandex tattoo bodysuit. But is it, well, it's not a shame, but like it's you know, what's happened to the middle class of hitmen, Phil? They've been squeezed out.
There's a squeezed middle, Pierre. The squeezed middle. The middle always have to pay the price.
To say nothing of the lack of hit women. Very rare that you get a woman with enormous thick fingers and hands to make $2,000 unreliably trying to murder someone's recently heavily insured spouse.
Yeah, by doing that move where they sort of get onto the target's shoulders as if they're about to do a Hurricane Rana and then twist their necks with their thighs, which apparently is the only way female assassins can kill anyone.
It's very thigh-based.
Yeah, they have to get a climb up onto their shoulders and with their legs. They have to do it in a sort of feminine way.
Yes. Yes, or suffocate. We will accept suffocate with one boob. Grabbing your own boob and suffocating someone like a pillow on an elderly person. Strangling with a long ponytail. These are all feminine ways of killing.
Speaking about the feminine mystique in killing. Last night I watched. Finally, Midsommar. Have you seen Midsommar?
I saw it in the cinema.
You saw it in the mid-cinema? Mid-cinema?
Mid-cinemar. I saw Midsommar in the mid-cinemar.
That's when you sit right in the best seats in, what, G7 and 8 in the middle of the cinema. That's mid-cinemar.
Mid-cinemar.
I really liked it. I loved it, actually. I loved it. It was freaky and weird and disgusting. And there's like, and it made me feel, there's a moment that made me feel, Pierre, like a Norse scholar. Because they're, not to spoil anything, but there is a bit of ultra violence later on in the final third of the movie that is a reference to a theoretical thing that the Vikings did to defeated enemies. And I spotted and that and I went, that's a blah, 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 blah. And my girlfriend wasn't bothered, actually.
But I don't think my girlfriend is bothered when I know facts either. It's the price you pay. But that's the power of learning, is that you get to experience things essentially in 3D, isn't it? You've got more out of that now.
That's right. That is the power of learning, kids.
So listen up.
It makes your ultra-violent horror movies all the more cool and fun.
That's right.
You feel like you were part on the research. You were on the research team. It's a really good. It's a really good film. It's it's gross and disturbing.
I think between Midsommar and Get Out, it's a really good time to be creepy and white, scary and white.
Yes, that's right.
Interesting to see like Nordic whiteness portrayed as the frightening other.
Yeah, and in broad daylight, all the time.
Yes, blazing sunshine constantly, very unnerving.
Yeah, but it is unnerving. When you go to Scandinavia, I remember going to Iceland, and it being sort of still broad daylight at midnight.
Yeah.
And walking through Reykjavik and seeing a guy being carried stumbling down the street by his friends. And my instinct was, oh my God, what happened to that guy? And then I realized it was 12 at night, even though it looked like it was 2 p.m. And he just had a couple of drinks. But it looked so weird.
It is fucking weird. I mean, I find it unsettling enough even in like the more northern parts of the UK, where it'll be like light until fucking 11 at night or something in summer. Yeah, well, speaking of trips to the cinema, Phil, you watched Midsommar, but the other day, you and me and friend of the podcast, guest of the podcast, Stuart Laws, we went to go see Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, nay, why him? Nay, why him?
Mon Spider, inaccessible, who's...
Ha 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 Spiderman must the last train. No, lost a tron, a lift, nor a go. Yes, Spider-Man No Way Home, which is the first Spider-Man movie about the temporary suspension of the night tube in London.
Yes. Yes.
Glad those Tom Holland, days are over.
Tom Holland in his original English accent, dressed as Spider-Man, sick all down his legs, yelling at an uncooperative member of TFL. What do you mean it's shut? Just retching. Oh, I can't get fucking three buses. He's out in Brixton. He's trying to get back to North London.
It's funny that Spider-Man is English. Surely that one of the most icons of Americana. Lovely posh English boys. And I mean, Benedict Wong isn't posh, but there's a scene in Spider-Man No Way Home where Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, and Wong are all speaking to each other in American accents. And yeah. I just thought, these are three English men.
Yeah.
Pretending to be American to each other. And I was like, this is weird. This is mad. This is silly, actually.
You know, it's also strange that, like, obviously, if you changed Spider-Man's accent, Spider-Man's so famous for so long that everyone would be annoyed because he's supposed to be from New York, he's da-da-da-da-da. But something like Doctor Strange, where it's like, I don't know where Doctor Strange is supposed to be from. I've got nothing invested in that. And then they go, oh, he was a sort of very dry, severe, reserved academic who became a wizard. And you go like, that screams English accent. Why not just let old Benny boy use his original voice? But no, there he is going, well, Spider-Man, doing
his
best. That's
a good impression. Yeah, he does a kind of a John Wayne kind of thing, doesn't he?
He's got some, call me sir, he's got some weird drag to it, yes. It's sort of very like, it's not bad, it's just something, it's very like tight, something controlled
about it. It's very particular, yeah.
Yeah, which makes sense for the character. You know, it's good acting work. But yeah, it is the point where it's like three guys standing around going, boy, howdy, how are we going to get out of this one? You think, you're sitting there going, this is fucking ridiculous.
Like, you're from Manchester. You went to Eton. And I don't know Tom Holland is so young. He's only just come to primary school or whatever. But it's really odd. And it must bother American actors, don't you think? It must be annoying.
It's got to be annoying.
There's so many American actors.
They've got to be looking in the mirror and asking themselves why, surely. Did Cumberbatch go to Eton, or is he one of the ones who went to like Winchester or one of the other like 1% less fancy ones?
Or maybe he was the Dragon School, which is
probably
a crazy name for a posh school. It sounds like a hippie school, the Dragon School, but depending on the kind of school.
It also in itself sounds like something where Doctor Strange would go.
Oh, he went to Brambletea, and Harrow, more famously Harrow.
Oh, there you go. Brambletea sounds like a place that an American would make up that a posh English guy went to school.
Where did you go to school, Brambletea in Londonshire?
Oh man, but yeah, it's I wonder why it is. I've read articles about that theorize about why it is, and they say apparently it's just because like apparently we pump out a bunch of like very disciplined sort of theater trained people who don't ask for as much. They get, you know, big fees and stuff, but they don't want to be treated too nicely or have a fancy trailer, or
That's
they've
true.
Got that kind of like touring theatre work ethic of just mucking in.
Yeah,
Probably a bit cheaper to start with.
Just the general British attitude of not expecting anything nice to happen.
Yeah, the idea that someone would ever bring you a coffee is sort of astonishing. Because Superman's British as well.
Oh gosh, yeah, Henry Cavill, yeah. Fuck! God damn it!
What's he called? Sure Shot? Long Shot? The fucking Idris Elba?
Deadshot?
Deadshot. Deadshot's British. There you go.
Yes. Wonder Woman's Israeli. Is that, yes. You know what? American jobs for American heroes, I say.
That'll be how Donald Trump starts running for the next election.
Yeah.
We got a lot of heroes coming over from other countries. Just this rambling speech about how he found out Superman was British and it ruined his day. Surrounded by a horde of like screaming militiamen.
But yeah, Spider-Man locked myself out is a good fun spidery romp, I suppose.
Yeah, it's got all the things you'd want from a Spider-Man. You know, web swinging and stuff. It's very long.
Yeah,
it's long.
It's a real daddy long legs of a movie.
It's a daddy long legs. That's right. That's right. Yeah, this it's interesting to use the same amount of time and more money to tell the story of Spider-Man as like a, you know, there will be blood or some sort of epic piece of art.
What do you mean?
Well, like, as in, you could use all that time of someone's life, like 2.5 hours, like almost 3 hours, to blow their mind and change their conception of what a human XYZ is, or you could make Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and they're going like, okay, we're going to have 3 hours of your time, and the thing you're about to see has cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're going to leave basically untouched by it.
You're going to leave entirely unchanged.
Yeah, as a person, you're going to leave unchanged, but you will know slightly more about the recent happenings to a fictional Spider-Man character. You'll be a bit more up to date on his life, how things have been going for him lately. None of your morality will have been changed, or much less challenged, my God, God forbid. But, you know, you'll be up to date with Spider-Man.
I mean, it's crazy how much of a time we dedicate to fiction, movie, spider, or otherwise.
Yeah,
just across our centuries of existence, we sit down and go, "Oh, tell us the next chapter in this story of the boy with a bird face," and the old guy would go, "Okay, gather around." And 3 hours later, now you're up to date with the life and times of the boy with the bird face, and we go, "Oh, good."
Boy with the bird face, of course, played by Cornelius Piffington. Cast as the Boston-born roustabout.
But it's weird. Why do we care so much about stories? Why do we care so much about fiction?
We care about, like... Well, I can make a book recommendation. It's quite a weird book, but it really made me laugh, and it's really hard to describe why it's funny. It's just really... really good and odd. And it's called The Dog of the South. It's by Charles Portis, the same guy who wrote True Grit.
Oh.
And it's not a cowboy thing. It's not like an action book at all. It's just a weird little, almost like a diary. It's not a diary, but it's written in the first person. I think it must have been published in the 60s. But that's interesting because it changes your conceptions of things. And it makes you think in unexpected ways. And when it makes you laugh from a point of view that almost nothing else ever has. Now that's, you know, that's worthwhile. That's worth your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whereas, I see what you're saying.
You know, three hours spent reading that was a great deal more interesting and challenging to the whole way I perceive things than Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I guess you can't, if every single thing you consumed made you change the way you looked at life, it would be quite exhausting, I think.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that I'm in a position where I can afford to spend energy enjoying art because I don't spend enough energy doing anything else.
That's true. That's something we are in danger of losing sight of.
Decadent boys. Do you think we can find out there someone who's like the hardest working guy ever, like a hospital porter? Like it's just a real daily grind full of danger and frightening sights and scenes? And then he still, that guy, you know, he still goes to the art gallery and is challenged. Or do you think he's just like, fuck that, and puts on puts on Spider-Man?
Yeah, I mean...
he's the real hero if he's out there.
I mean, I've had days that are not even nearly that busy, and I get back and I just go, I'll just watch a Simpsons that I've seen 50 times already.
But you're the, but Phil,
I
the
have
most...
been walking for 40 minutes, so I can't really do anything too challenging.
But you're famously the most tired man in Christendom.
I am quite tired.
Yeah.
Am I known for being tired?
Only to me.
Okay. I had my
I think
first...
of you. I think of you as a tired guy.
Oh, that's not really how I want to be thought of. I yesterday I had my first personal training session. I paid a man to come to my house to force me to be uncomfortable for 45 minutes. And I feel great. I feel so good afterwards. That's all I have to say.
But that's the goal. What was he? Did he get you in a little garden jiggling around?
He got me in my garden. He got me jiggling. He got me crawling. He got me pulling at an elastic band that was tied around my picnic table, which made me feel a bit mad, to be honest. But it was good. It's amazing how much you can do with a rubber band. This is what I learned yesterday. Have you ever worked out with just like a thick rubber band?
I've dared to do one exercise with one once, but I live in constant fear of just twanging it into my own jewels.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the incentive to keep your form. But yeah, it was good.
And isn't it sickening to discover that exercise makes you feel good?
It's the worst. I hate it. I'm better at everything if I've been exercising a bit.
Yeah,
why can't it be like the more you sleep and drink booze, the smarter you'll be, the more energy you will have. I thought the whole point is that you conserve energy, you'll have more energy to do on other things. But it isn't. It's the opposite. If you spend more energy, then you have more energy. What? Horrible.
Yeah, it turns out your body and energy is a bit like a line of credit in a casino. They want you to really go apeshit with it.
Yes.
The more money you lose, the more money they'll lend you.
Yes. Well, I'm finally trying to shed all my my tears, my belly tears.
Your flesh, your excess flesh. Less flesh, please. Flesh,
less flesh. Yes. Oh, I've not actually told my personal trainer yet that that's what I'm looking for. Less flesh. I'll tell them next time. I'll say, oh, I didn't say it before, but can the focus today be less flesh? That's what I'll say.
If we could just really lean into the flesh aspect of this, I would like that a lot. Make sure you say it about an inch from their face.
We hope you're enjoying the screening of Spider-Man Inaccessible House. Oh no, help me, mich, Spider-Man. Hilfe mich, Mon Spider. Oh, Monspider, think you first for me a saving? Oh, it is no problem, Marianne Jansson. Monspider is here, your neighborhood most friendly Monspider, swinging from one of our many two-story buildings. Oh no, it is the Octopus Doctor. I hope that, like any Nordic country, that Monspider can use a combination of web and reform-focused prison to... He has a degree in science already, so it will be easy to get him to retrain, perhaps. And a lot of heavily government-funded and subsidized psychiatrists will cure Monspider's enemies from their many illnesses. Well, time to go shoot web at people not paying enough tax. Mon Spider away!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Phil, shall we, because we are eternally behind, shall we do some correspondence and some tat?
Yes, I miss tat. Let's get some tat in me.
It's happening.
It's 1 o'clock somewhere.
Give me the coffee and no one gets hurt.
Bless this mess.
I like two things, pals and Prosecco. And I'm all out of pals.
One Prosecco, two Prosecco, three Prosecco, floor.
If the wife asks, I'm working.
Keep calm and keep drinking tea.
Tat attack!
Doopy doo. Charlie gets in touch.
That's
good. Buffalabali, yeah.
Buffalabali.
He says, hi, Phil, or she. Hi, Phil Pod and Pod Dier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for making my favorite podcast, and please keep on making and jacking it. Thank you, Charlie. We will. After my Philly Wang Wang ticket got COVID cancelled last year, we're out of date.
Wow.
I've been
okay.
Glad to have Bud Pod still in my life. I recently stayed at an Airbnb, as they are once again allowed. It was excellent in lots of ways. However, despite being relatively small, it had an unprecedented amount of tat.
Ah, Airbnbs are... They're just tat mines, basically. They're just... Where you go to mine tat. It's where... I think tat is actually made in Airbnbs and shops go to them and harvest and then put them, and then sell them.
Yeah. Airbnbs are sort of like the tat equivalent of those rooms in video games which are just full of coins in jugs.
Yeah. you just smash the jugs and like, what, who's keeping their money in sort of wicker jugs? But you just... Yeah, that's it. They're in there. And like just one or two silver coins in each urn.
This is it.
Well, I think put more coins in one urn. That's what I'd say to video game NPCs.
Well, maybe you'd have more coins if you stopped spending them all on urns. The economics of this are ridiculous. Okay, so these are quite simple bits of tat, Phil, so not much of a challenge for the tat whisperer, I would say.
Okay, okay, let's warm me up.
So... One of these is a hanging piece of slate.
Oh, lovely.
And it just says at the top, kitchen. And then underneath kitchen, it says kitchen, the what of the what?
Kitchen, the... Mm. The heart of the home.
Yes!
Did I get it?
Yes!
Yes, I whisper the tat. Give me the tat and I shall whisper it.
Nothing but net.
Nothing but tat. Nothing but tat.
Nothing but tat. Nothing but tat. Swish. Okay, so this is a visual tat, semi-visual. So it's a picture. It's a hanging piece of wood. They like hangings, these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hanging piece of wood. And it's a sort of painting of a bee and then a word.
Just a single word.
Mm-hmm.
A painting of a bee on wood. And just the word is... Is it to do with the bee, the word?
Not in any taxonomical or biological sense, no.
Does it just say love?
Close, but think of what tat people love most, Phil.
Well, it's Prosecco...
I mean, stylistically, what do they think is the highest form of wit?
Okay, cutesy wootsy, cheeky, cutesy wootsy.
Puns, my friend.
Puns. Okay, so there's a non-bee related pun.
Hmm.
One word.
Yeah.
And it's not bee related.
No, it's just so it's like a visual, like as you read it.
Gosh, okay. Oh, man. This one's...
You're overthinking it. I can hear you overthinking it.
Okay. I don't know. Hi, but it's spelled H-I-G-H.
That would be quite an edgy piece of tat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I give up. I give up.
Be happy.
Okay, so it is bee related.
Well, it's not about bees. It's not telling bees to be happy.
But it's got bee in it. Be happy.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought you meant like, is it about like bee productive in your hive or something?
Oh, no. I just asked if the pun was to do with bees.
Oh, I thought you meant to do within, as in, yeah. I thought you meant like, be a honey eater, whatever the fuck, you know. No, it's just be happy. Be just happy. Very simple.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to pronounce this word correctly, but it's not fair for you to guess because I don't think you speak Welsh. So it's just a piece of card.
Well, when you presume, you make a press out of you and me, Pierre.
That's true.
So maybe don't presume.
Okay, so I won't presume. Anyone can cuddle, but only the Welsh can what?
Can cuddle. Only the Welsh can... Cymru.
I mean, you're not far off. It's C-W-T-C-H. Quutch.
I knew there's a C-W in there. Quutch.
It means like cuddle or snuggle, but there isn't really a word for it in English. I just don't know how to pronounce it.
Which would be why only the Welsh can do it. Those wily Welsh.
Yeah, oh, that's interesting. It means a cupboard or a cubbyhole or a cuddle or a hug as well. How do you pronounce that? Oh, it's like related to the word couch.
A cutch. Although, in English, don't we also have the word cutch? Like a little hideaway.
Maybe,
was that a hutch? I'm thinking of hutch.
Or maybe is a ch like an f? No.
Cutth.
Cutth. Cutch. I think it's cutch. How to pronounce cutch? Yeah, cutch.
How long has Welsh been using the Roman alphabet?
Since it was written... Well, since it stopped... Did it ever use Ogham? I think... Well, for... Okay, so...
Ogham! The letters work so differently. I would have thought, why CW? Why not C-O? C-O-O.
Well, they work... the letters work differently in, like, French and Spanish as well. It's just not as severely. And, to be fair, Welsh was written down before before English, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah. Ah. So we're the wrong ones.
We're the insane language. The globe language.
Ah.
Language of the globe. All the best, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie, for that tat. You've got the Tat Whisperer... We had a win? A win, a loss, and a draw, I'd say.
Yeah. One of each. But a good trio of tests for the Tat Whisperer.
Yeah. Yes. And some Tat updates from Michael. So he says, hello, you pair of love Ellie Wangs.
Oh, yeah. Like Novelli.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
nice,
pretty good.
Nice.
Lovelli
Wangs. That's actually quite Welsh. Lovelli Wangs.
Lovelli. Lovelli Wangs. I went for a visit to Lovelli Wangs, and very nice it was too. Very nice holiday. Please find attached a photo of a card that I saw when I was looking for birthday cards. It may well be that these cards have always been around, but now that I can't help but notice them. But now I can't help but notice them, and I read them in Grandma Caveman's voice. And it is another card that says, Clink Pop Fizz.
Grandma Caveman strikes again. She's been busy for a grandma writing out all these cards.
I am always amused by the fact that it's Grandma Caveman. It's very funny to me. And it's not ever been Cave Grandma, which is a much more harrowing sounding.
Cave Grandma, yeah. No, that Cave Grandma sounds like a grandmother who's been trapped in a cave. Like a normal modern-day grandmother who's been trapped in a cave. Whereas Grandma Caveman sounds like a matriarch. She sounds like she's in power. She's in charge. She's been around for a while.
Yeah. Grandma Caveman has got like a staff with kind of bones and gems hanging off it on strings and things. Like she's an old witchy figure. Whereas Cave Grandma, yes, is someone who Elon Musk tried to rescue.
Gosh, that was like a different world. The Thai cave boys and Elon Musk's little submarine. That was, yes. What a weird series of events and developments.
Yeah, it was all part of an era where the news ceased to make sense and was more like something out of a comic book.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe like an Alan Moore comic book, not like a nice one.
No.
Everything became gritty, Phil. Everything's gritty now.
Yeah, the world's gone through a gritty reboot, Pierre.
Yeah. It's the dark origin story of the world. Is that the new, like, boring joke? Instead of, can someone turn the world off and on again? It's like, could someone put the world through a gritty reboot, please? Grittily reboot the world, someone? We have a lovely message from Jane.
Jane! Insane in the men, Jane. Insane in the brain.
Exactly. So she opens with a sober, "Hi, Pierre and Phil. You cannot imagine the thrill and happiness you have brought an old lady today. 53 years, she puts in brackets, which isn't old.
Oh, wow.
That's not old, Jane.
I'm glad we have such an eclectic spread of pod buds.
Mm-hmm. That's the terrifying thing about fans of Bud Pod, is that they could be anyone.
It could be the person sat next to you on the bus. It could be your own uncle.
It could be your neighbor. Just keep your eyes peeled.
There should be posters, like World War style posters, like about the pod bud under the bed.
Yeah, when you drive alone, you drive with Bud Pod. Have you seen that one about Hitler?
No. Oh, no.
It was about sharing fuel, and it was a guy driving a car on his own, and it said, about carpooling, and, it says, when you drive alone, you drive with Hitler, and it was like a ghostly Hitler in the passenger seat.
I mean, that's
I'd love
like
to see that.
Evangelical. That's the way evangelicals talk about Satan.
Yeah. I'd love to see that done with, like, some guy in a trilby smiling, driving like a nice old car, and then me and you in the back. Ghosts.
When you drive alone, you drive with Bud Pod. Well, I mean, you do. That's put us on your car stereo. That's what we're there for.
Yeah. She says, I know I'm too old to listen to you guys, and I know I shouldn't laugh at poo stories.
Not at all!
Wrong on both counts, Jane. Although I do worry that today's youth are losing control of their bowels through too much time scrolling and taking selfies.
How could that affect their bowel movements? I mean,
doing a duck face selfie and then just absolutely wrecking your pants.
I love it as a theory. I think it's great.
It's good. I
these
also
kids today taking selfies, scrolling through Instagram, and what happens? They just shit all the time.
It's nice that they're not just like, oh, kids are lazy or disrespectful. They just go, kids these days can't stop shitting. Just constantly shitting themselves. It'd be a very funny, like, Telegraph column to write.
If kids spent more time playing outside and less time eating fiber, maybe they'd be more like I was when I was a kid. I used to shit once a week.
Yeah, and I had to walk 10 miles to do it. He says, but today Phil explained that he'd lived for years with a terrible internet package, out of date and not fit for purpose.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bit of Phil, an old soul.
Yeah. Phil, just a young pup, too young to remember BI before internet.
I think I do. I do remember BI, but it was a brief period.
Yeah, same. So Jane says, it was so reassuring to know that every generation struggles to be motivated to change, and that we all just want to have the best product but can't be asked to do anything about it. Much love, my poopy people, the queen of procrastination, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. A lovely message. And you know what that's got me thinking of? What was the first website you remember going on, Pierre? When you saw, when someone came to you, was like, ooh, have you seen this internet thing? You can look up all sorts of things. One of the very first things I looked up was Gundam. I was like, show me the Gundam website. Is there a Gundam website? Do you know Gundam?
The fighting robot suits.
The Japanese fighting robot things that you piece together. So like an Airfix, but of fictitious giant fighting robots. Gundams.
Yes.
And I was like, surely there isn't a Gundam website on this World Wide Web. And my cousin typed it in. I don't know, let's try Gundam.com. And there it was. I was like, wow. I couldn't believe it. It was a whole new world of possibility. I'm going to look at the Gundam website now, actually. This will be the first time since then I've looked at the Gundam website. Gundam.com.
I wonder what it was that I first looked at. I mean, I remember I was a big fan of Homestar Runner, which is like a Flash cartoon, but that would have been like 2003 or something, 2004.
I was late to the... Oh, I don't think there is a Gundam. There's no Gundam website anymore. What? No, there isn't. There's only fan sites. There is no official Gundam website left. I didn't know I had such short time with it.
You didn't even know they were sick.
Oh, man.
I can't believe that all the Gundams died of COVID.
Oh, God, they did. They got robo-COVID.
That must be what happened.
They got robo-COVID.
Yeah. Robo-COVID. Yes, the new... To be fair, Omicron sounds like a Gundam.
It does. It sounds like a Transformer Omicron.
Yeah. Yeah, RIP to the Gundam website. And hello to... Well, you know what? I'm not going to say her name because of an excess of caution. That's what I'll say.
So, yes.
Susan. We'll call her Susan.
Susan, okay.
So Susan says that the subject line of the email is a personal tat attack every day.
Okay.
And she opens with, greetings, P-boys, which I like.
Nice, yeah.
I am a science technician working in a religious secondary school.
Oh, interesting. That must be a daily battle.
The belly of the beast.
Yeah.
The belly of the beast.
Behind enemy lines.
Among us. This room stinks of science. Okay, everybody hands up. Who here has been using repeated experiments to determine data over a long period of time? No one, sir. Rubbish, I can smell it on your breath. Susan says, I'm a science technician working in a religious secondary school. Since coming back from being locked down, some bright spark has decided to change the backgrounds of all the staff computers every day.
Oh, okay. To have...
So every day, a new background.
Prayers. Okay.
So now, instead of the beautiful Windows default background, and it is beautiful...
It's beautiful. Rolling hills.
Every morning, I am tat-attacked by my own computer.
Great. Religious tat-attack, no doubt.
Please see attached today's offering. I don't think anyone else who works at my school will be listening, so I think I'm safe in saying that this is the worst idea anyone has ever had. Big love to both of you, Koji. So, I'm having a little look here at the... It's a lot. Mm-hmm. You know those sort of like swooping neon light images they use to advertise new graphics cards?
Oh, yeah. For computer gaming.
Yeah, or like the kind of pointless sort of neon lights in space kind of image that they used to show like HD things.
Here are images you would never want to watch in a movie or in a video game, but just so you know, we can do it.
Yeah, here is a still image that you can tell was intended to accompany a sort of whooshing sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's some pretty exhausting tat, and there's a lot of fonts, and some of the letters are enormous, so... Let's see what you can do.
Okay.
Okay. So the first chunk of tat. This is the top line, Phil. It says, life is like a camera. What?
Life is like a camera?
What, do you want it sentence by sentence? Because it's a kind of one enormous run-on sentence.
Okay.
I'll give it to you sentence by sentence, because otherwise you won't get it.
Okay.
Life is like a camera. What on what is important? The second what I said there isn't a guess. It is the word what.
Life is like a camera. Foreground on background is important.
So, life is like a camera, blank on what is important.
Blank on what is important. Oh, life is like a camera, perspective on...
No, there's no second guess. It is the word what. That's what I'm saying.
Oh! Wait. Life is like a camera. What? On what is important? Okay, life is like a camera. Focus on what is important.
Yes. You got it. What the good times?
Are we sticking with the camera analogy?
Oh, we're sticking with it, boy.
Capture the good times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Blank from the negatives.
Blank from the negatives. oh, like negatives, like negatives. Run away from the negatives. Run away from the negatives.
One word. Blank from the negatives.
Choose from the negatives.
Ooh, close. What do you do with negatives?
Cut.
No.
Expose. Close. Treat.
Close.
Create. Produce. Learn.
Old school. Think old school.
Forge.
So far, life is like a camera. Focus on what's important. These are the ones in capital letters. Life is like a camera. Focus on what is important. Capture the good times. Blank from the negatives.
Draw from the negatives.
It's a D word.
I got nothing.
How do you get your photos made? You've got them in a
develop,
roll.
Develop, of course. Yes. God damn. Oh, I needed too much help for that one. Develop
from the negatives.
From the
negatives. Clever stuff.
This is not bad. I mean, I wouldn't want to be assaulted with this on my work computer. But as far as tat goes, this is not bad quality tat, I have to say.
Yeah. And then the final line. And if things don't work out, blank, 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 exclamation mark.
And if things don't work out, blank, blank, blank.
Everyone.
I mean, that would be very good.
It's not that, but it would work with the theme.
It would, shoot. and if it doesn't work out, try again. Just try again.
It's blank, blank, blank. You're close. What's another way of saying that? If things don't work out, blank, blank, blank.
Try another time. Repeat yourself.
American. It's more of an American phrase. A British person wouldn't really say it.
Oh.
And it does still relate to the camera.
Yeehaw, Xanax, Ellis Island. I don't have this one.
Another shot.
Take another shot. Ah, yes. It's good. It's good.
It's good tat to be assaulted by on the daily.
It's good tat.
On the daily?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. My school had a similar... My boarding school in Brunei, our sort of intranet system, it would greet you with a different inspirational quote. But it would be things like things Yoda has said. It was fun stuff like that, you know.
Oh, fun. Not like sinisterly overbearing.
No, yeah. It was quite fun, really.
No, okay. I thought you meant like you'd start up your computer and it would open with something like, life is suffering, you know.
So focus on your GCSEs. Yeah. Now we've run out of time here, but I just remember, Pierre, that I think for 3 weeks straight, we've been promising to read one particular piece of correspondence that we've forgotten to again today.
On the no, that's on the Patreon, boy.
Oh, that's a Patreon one.
Oh yeah. Okay. VIP.
Well, take that as a tease, non-patrioids, to get onto the Patreon to have a listen to this teased tat. This teased correspondence. Who could
You've
it
teased
be from?
Your tats.
What could it be about? Who's going to read it? Well, Pierre. But there are still other unanswered questions.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And you'll have to tune in on the Patreon to find out.
Yes. Find us on your wireless.
You've been given a secret frequency behind enemy lines, and you're in the attic desperately trying to make your crystalline radio receiver work in time before the Secret Services come get you.
And don't forget, we're on those new frequency modulation airwaves, so hope you have an up-to-date radio.
That's right. Yeah, it's true. Well, Godspeed, everyone, and enjoy another week of raucous Downing Street party revelations, and hopefully we'll get invited next time, Phil.
Oh, by the way, can I just say to anyone in Wolverhampton or the sort of Midlandsy region, I am at the Wolverhampton Literature Festival on the 4th of February, talking about my book, Side Splitter. It'll be a little live event, so come along. Love to see some pod buds there. 4th of Feb.
Delicious. 4th of February, Wolverhampton. Be there or be square.
But until then, bye-bye. Well, not until then, until the next time you listen to us. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.